Let's go out to the guest line. Let's welcome in Lions unrestricted free agent linebacker Justin Durant to the program. Justin, you're on with Jim Miller, Solomon Wilcott, SiriusXM NFL Radio. Good to talk to you, Justin. Pretty interesting offseason for you, my friend.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. First, I want to say thank you guys for having me on here. But, yeah, I'm doing a well, they say we can't really call it an internship. I'm doing like a shadowing of the MTV show, The Weekend Jams. And I'm just showing everything from the creative side to the actual production to the editing process and everything like that. And they're documenting everything as I've been going through. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Talk to us about your love for music. I understand it's a different one. Help explain to our listeners, you know, how you've taken your interest in music and now being able to do what you're doing now.
I mean, this is something I've loved since I was probably 7 years old. You know, it's always definitely a lot of music being played in my house, you know, by my mom and my oldest brother. That's how I got onto a lot of the older stuff that I listen to. But it's just something that always, you know, has been a sort of an inspiration for me. Something that I just, you know, I don't know what I would do without, you know, being able to listen to music throughout the day. Like, the guys kind of get on me. About how I just have my headphones on like the whole day, you know, in the building aside from the meetings, you know. Other than that, I got music playing.
Well, so, Justin, so. I got to be honest. Do you get this off-kilter indie music going in the locker room? Do you get it going in the weight room for all the Detroit Lions to enjoy or what?
Nah, I can't do that, man. You know, when you playing stuff for a group of people, you got to think about, you know, the whole dynamic of the whole group. You know, you can't just be selfish and do that. But I definitely try to.
One day can be rap, one day can be folk music, and then one day you can have the off-kilter indie music. Isn't that how it works, Justin?
man, sometimes, you know, but I honestly, we let Dominic Raiola, you know, the center, he's real good with what he plays. You know, he's like the locker room DJ. So I let him do his thing, and if he's playing something I don't want to hear, I just throw my headphones on.
Well, all right. Well, for all the listeners out there, you can follow Justin at JDurant on Twitter, so make sure you hook up to that. And Justin, let's talk about, again, a busy offseason for you as you're doing all this stuff for MTV, and you're also an unrestricted free agent, over 100 tackles last year for the Detroit Lions. Maybe just talk about that, about venturing into free agency.
You know, it's a place I've been before, you know, so I'm not really, you know, too worried about the process. It's not where you would like to be. You know, you want to be, you know, in a comforting place, you know, knowing where you're going to be, you know, and not having all these questions. But, you know, it's just a part of the game. You know, I definitely understand. I definitely want to come back to the Lions, and I hope we'll be able to get something going.
Yeah, talk to them. Have they had any conversations with you, at least as the season was sort of winding down, with the expectation that you would be an unrestricted free agent? Was there ever any conversations from them saying, hey, we hope to have you back, and maybe what do you think are some of the reasons why it's maybe taken some time to figure out in what direction things will head in?
I'm not sure. You know, my agent, he said that he's talked to him a little bit, and, you know, it's sounding pretty good. So hopefully we'll get something done. But as far as why not, I'm just not sure. You know, I just think that, you know, the people in the front office, they're very smart, and, you know, they're very particular about what they want and what direction they would like to go in. So, you know, they may want to go in a different direction, and that's totally understandable. So, like I said, hopefully, you know, that's not the way it goes. But I just understand that, you know, I've been playing this game a long time, and I've seen a lot of stuff. So I understand that anything is possible.
Well, Justin, I live here in Motown, bro. And, you know, since Jim Schwartz and Martin Mayhew has taken over, you've been with the Lions the past couple of years, and it just like looked like constant ascension. You know, an 0-16 team that goes to the playoffs 2 years ago, and then you guys struggle and fall off and dip a little bit in 2012. For you, what would be the biggest thing you could put your finger on, or why things went so wrong for the Detroit Lions last season?
I was telling somebody, I just think that the games that we won in 2011, like, those are the games that we lost this year. Like, those close games, those games where we need one play that, you know, that'll give us that edge, we just didn't make those plays when we needed to this past season. We definitely had the same, basically the same roster. You know, guys didn't slack off any as far as putting in the work in and putting the time in to get things done. So it's just just the luck of the draw. You know, we just didn't execute what we needed to in those clutch situations.
See, I always thought that I kind of thought you guys in 2011 would be the kind of team that would go to the playoffs, and I thought 2012, Justin, would be a real difficult season for you guys, simply because as a young team, and you know it, handling success is part of the growth of becoming a champion. And now, just kind of talk to us about that, of having achieved some success and now being able to handle it psychologically from a leadership standpoint, and how important that's going to be entering the 2013 season.
Like I said, I don't think anything changed. You know, the same guys we came in, man, we were focused. You know, I don't think of anything. It's just, except for a lack of execution. I think that, you know, we didn't get – yeah, you're going to have to make a left right here. I'm sorry. I'm in the cab, man. All right, man.
He in New York City, aren't you?
Yeah, man. Yeah, but I just think that, you know, I thought that we handled it well. You know, we had a couple issues in the locker room and stuff like that we needed to do a little better. And, you know, we got to be more mature about the way we go about things. But I think that everybody's going to be okay. You know, this season and last season definitely, you know, was a wake-up for us. You know, like, nobody's going to lay down. You know, they were definitely aware of the talent that we had, and, you know, everybody prepared as such. So we just have to be ready going into this next season.
Well, Justin, before we let you go here, well, how long are you going to be in New York City doing this for MTV as you embark on this behind-the-scenes television and music production and all these things you're involved in? How long will you be in New York City?
I'm leaving there tomorrow, but I'm coming back in 2 weeks to do the NFL music boot camp, which is with Clive Davis.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I'm trying to do as much as I can, you know, while I have the opportunity to right now. So I'm trying to – I got my hands in a whole lot of things right now.
Okay, well, you got to educate me. Give me – who should I listen to? If I'm going to start listening to off-kilter indie music, who are you advising me? One, who's the best female singer? Come on, man, give me something.
The best female singer right now, to me, is I'm listening to Janae, Aiko, and Solange Knowles, Beyonce's little sister. She put out a nice little EP probably a few months ago, but it has like a nice little 80s vibe to it. Well,
hey, all I need to know, can she put on a halftime show like that? Are you serious?
I don't think she can dance like that, but her music is definitely good.
All right. Well, we'll check it out, man. Hey, I hope unrestricted free agency is everything you want it to be. And thanks for joining us, Justin. And hopefully we'll check in with you down the road.
Hey, no problem. Thanks again for having me.